Chapter 1. Exercise. 1. Accepting a job means that you accept the responsibility that goes with it. Your job description may not list chores, but you will be expected to do them from time to time. You should always leave things as you found them and always do anything that needs to be done. For example, if you use the last paper in the tray of a copy machine, what should you do? You should refill it because you were the one who emptied the paper in the machine. This way you can make it easier for the next person to use the machine. Having paper in the tray made your work easier, so why not refill it for someone else? Two. Have you ever wondered why products come in some specific colors they have? For instance, why are toothpaste and shampoo often green, blue, or golden yellow? Manufacturers pick the colors that are associated with qualities consumers value in certain products. For example, it's known that blue symbolizes purity to most people and that green means refreshing. These are both desirable qualities in toothpastes. Manufacturers also know that gold and yellow symbolizes richness, as in real gold or egg yolks. So they frequently choose this color for shampoos and cream rinses, products in which consumers value richness. Baby products, such as body lotion, are often tinted pink, because that is a color commonly associated with softness and gentleness, the very qualities consumers want for their baby's care. 3. Learning another language may seem more challenging than it's worth. The advantages to know another language, however, make the hard work well worth. A foreign language, for instance, is a window into another culture. It expresses the way people in that society think and view the world. To know another language is, thus, to view lifestyle through a new lens. Knowing another language also provides access to different ways of dealing with common problems to us. It is also an advantage in the business world, where multinational partners are becoming more common among companies. Finally, understanding a different language enables you to look at your own culture from a fresh perspective. 4. What happens to thoroughbred racehorses when they're too old to race? Essentially, there are two groups of the racehorses. The first group is the unlucky ones. They are sold to slaughterhouses, and their meat becomes delicacies in Europe. The second group is the lucky ones who find their way to an equine retirement foundation ranch. These ranches are run by people who love horses, and who want to provide a final resting place for the horses that gave their all as they raced. The people running the ranches understand the stress and effort that each horse went through in training and running races. They reward the horses by letting them roam pastures, feeding them well, and letting them enjoy the companionship with other horses.